So the first step of this question is merely saying, okay, this is neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, NRDS, also known as hyaline membrane disease, not a difficult diagnosis. You look at the answer choices, and if you know, first of all, very high yield, that in NRDS, we have a decreased lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio, also known as dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio. Okay, that's what we have in NRDS. This ratio should be greater than 2 to 2.4 in a term neonate, which is sufficient consistency of the surfactant for adequate respirations. So, or I should say, to prevent the alveoli from collapsing. So in this case, choice E is wrong. Reduced relative sphingomyelin in the alveolar spaces. That would be consistent with an increased ratio, okay, lecithin to sphingomyelin. So that's not right. So if you know that that's not right, then you look at the rest of this question. You're like, what the fuck? Because the answer here is actually lamellar bodies, okay, lamellar bodies. If you've never heard of that before, sounds really fucking weird. I know. I promise you, this is on the NBMEs for step one. So the first time you see this, very pedantic, very weird detail. But it's on the NBMEs for step one. For some reason, it's just something they want you to know. So lamellar bodies are specialized organelles within type 2 pneumocytes, okay? So type 2 pneumocytes secrete surfactant, and lamellar bodies are the organelles within type 2 pneumocytes that make that surfactant. If we look at choice B, insufficiency of reticular fibers, just a distractor, no real relation in any way here. Insufficiency of rough endoplasmic reticulum, once again, just a distractor. We'd expect protein synthesis on the RER, but and even if we were to make an argument in that direction, it still just is not as directly related as lamellar bodies. Okay, a deficiency of lamellar bodies ideal here, and then reduction in radial traction, choice D. Of course, that's wrong as well. Radial traction is increased in restrictive lung disease. That's the reason why we have a normal or elevated FEV1 over FVC. Radial traction is a stickiness, colloquially, a stickiness on the outside of the airways due to that fibrosis, usually fibrosis that prevents the airways from collapsing as quickly as we'd expect during that first second of exhalation. That's why our ratio is normally increased. So radial traction, that's also a high yield point, but that's increased in restrictive lung disease. That's its relation to NVME, USMLE. Okay, that's it.